KYUK, and that starts right now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and to the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. And as usual, I'm sharing any ounce of excitement that I can muster with you. I don't know if I'm excited or not. I'm excited about the debates tonight. And when I say the debates, I'm excited about hearing the sides of the coin on the sugary or sugar-sweetened beverage excise tax, which is up for public hearing once again at tonight's City Council meeting. Now, that tax could change beverage distributors' 2 cents per charge, rather, beverage distributors' 2 cents per ounce. And all the revenue that might be generated from a tax like that would be put into a special fund for Parks Committee projects like a community gym or city drinking water improvements, perhaps. But to find out more about the matter, KYUK reporter Olivia Ebert speaks to two community members about the tax. One supports it, and the other one opposes it. So let's, without any further ado, go to Olivia.
Good morning, and thanks, Grady. Now I'll talk with Kathy Hansen, who helped write the proposed excise tax. What is this sugar-sweetened beverage tax that's coming up for a public hearing in City Council tonight?
This is an excise tax, which is not a tax that is directly on the customers. It's a tax on the company that is selling the product initially. In this case, it's these this big beverage company called Odom Industries, I think. So they can choose to absorb that or pass it on down the road. So we'll see how that works out. But the idea is to have this excise tax that the city would collect at the rate of 1 cent per ounce sugar sweetened drinks. The city then would put that money collected in a dedicated fund, not in the general fund, but a separate account that would go towards projects that would enhance the health of our residents, specifically by parks and recs projects and fitness center and trails and things like that. We are always short-funded in Parks and Rec. It's where they always try to cut because it seems like, oh, it's not that important. Well, you know, it really is, and our health is important. So we thought it was a good exchange, getting the excise tax off the sugar-sweetened drinks, which are dramatically affecting our health, and use it to provide some healthier alternatives.
This tax has come up before, and the council voted to table the discussion. So how has the tax changed since it came up last time?
It's going to the council as it was originally presented. We want to make a few amendments to it. I can't identify for you those exact changes. They were not substantive.
If I'm remembering correctly from the last discussion, Michelle DeWitt had told me that she had found out that 1 cent tax was not actually the point of dissuasion for, you know, dissuading people from purchasing the drink.
So it's 1 cent and we're proposing an increase to 2 cents, sounds like. I think another change was to put the wording in that it would be a dedicated fund for the collection of those taxes so it doesn't get in the general fund and get lost. And I can't remember what the other amendments were, but we're hoping that council will adopt those amendments and then table the actual vote till a time certain date in the future.
People were curious on how much revenue this would actually generate. Has the city been able to do any more research on that?
The estimates that we were given and I wrote down was at 1 cent per ounce, it would be bring in an estimated $150,000 to $200,000. At 2 cents per ounce, it would bring in $440,000 to $500,000.
When you talk about the dedicated fund, what will that go to?
Fully funding the fitness center as it is, we need some amount of money every year that comes out. We have another dedicated fund just for the fitness center, but we're chipping away at that every year, and we'd like to not be doing that. So part of it would go to that, and then the rest of it would go to things like supporting the development and the building of a gym. For 30 years now, at least, not had enough gym space for the community. You know, we have a gym in every school, and it seems like there'd be time and place for the public to use those gyms, but there just really isn't. And we used to have a very robust adult basketball every night, men's basketball, women's basketball. We had volleyball twice a week. We had soccer for the kids on the weekends. We can't do those things anymore because we don't have any gym space. When we lost the armory, when that burned down, that was our last gasp. And the city has funded a feasibility plan and architectural drawings for a gym that would be attached to the fitness center. Finally, the other thing that is sort of the most challenging of all is if we could use some of that money to help the city to improve the water quality in some parts of our community. Specifically, that would be in the Asha housing area where they have the oldest running water system, and their water is just, it's safe, but it's unsightly and doesn't taste that good.
What would you say to the counterpoint that this tax will hurt working families?
The tax is on people who choose to buy sugar drinks. First of all, it doesn't even have to go that far. It could be the Odom company that says, wow, we make millions of dollars a year. We can absorb this. But they pass it on to the stores, and then the stores could say, well, we just raised our prices dramatically during this pandemic. Surely we can afford to absorb this. But they won't do that either. So there are some choices. It doesn't have to go down to the consumer, first of all. Second of all, this is not food we're taxing. This is sugar-sweetened drinks. Those are, I would say, luxury items. They're things that we don't need. People have gotten used to them because they were there, and sugar drinks taste good. And so instead of them being a treat, they have become an everyday, sometimes several times a day, additive to people's diets. So when you say how it's going to hurt people, I say it's not going to hurt them. It could cost them if that's what the way they choose to spend their money, but it doesn't hurt them. I'll tell you what hurts them is sugar-sweetened drinks. The prevalence of people drinking sugar-sweetened drinks in our region is so high compared to the rest of the country. I have some data here. So this is just a statewide. 49% of Alaska high school students consume a daily average of one or more sugary drinks a day. That was in 2019. Something like 75% of the children that are born in our hospital have such severe dental problems as very young children from sugar-sweetened drinks that they have oral surgery before they're even 6 years old. Now, I bet you didn't have that. You probably didn't grow up drinking, you know, sugared sweetened drinks all day. People have gotten into that habit, and it's killing us with dental disease, with obesity, with diabetes. Diabetes nationwide has tripled in the last 30 years. Heart disease, these things are caused by the intake of too much sugar. When we started this project, I was looking at it just as a way we could get more funding for Parks and Rec, which I think is very important to a healthy community. And then when I started reading the data about the ravages of sugar-sweetened drinks, I mean, it was just horrible. I had no idea you would gain weight if you drank too much of it, but I didn't have any idea that people were drinking so much, and children, infants, toddlers, are drinking it in their bottles. Yes. And so they grow up with a mouthful of rotten teeth.
Well, Kathy, this is unfortunately all the time we have. Thank you so much for talking about this with me.
All right, Olivia. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, too. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks to Kathy Hansen for speaking for the proposed sugar-sweetened beverage tax. Next, we'll hear from the owner of Karina's Case Lock Groceries. Who's against the tax?
Christy Inman. I own Karina's Case Lot in Bethel.
Christy, in your words, could you just say what this excise tax is?
A tax to fund this new recreation center and community gym.
What will the tax be on?
Tax will be on all drinks that contain sugar, all beverages, and that also includes Tang and Kool-Aid.
So why don't you want this tax?
I do not want this tax because I feel that no food should be taxed. That's my first point. The second reason I don't want this tax, and this is probably the one that means the most, that this tax is going to fund something that the poor people in this region can't afford, and to me it's like a form of legal theft. This isn't about health, it's about greed with a do-gooder name attached. If this was about health, we would be discussing clean and safe drinking water, not only for Bethel, but for the region. So, you know, people from the other villages can't even, if they start collecting the tax, you know, if this does pass, wouldn't even be able to use these places because they don't even live here. So that's why I don't believe it should be passed. And there's already four taxes. So we have alcohol tax, we have marijuana tax, we have tobacco tax, and we have city sales tax.
Do you think that this tax would hurt your store?
I do think it would hurt my store.
How?
I don't even have a handful of people that work at my store. I feel that if I had to figure out the tax amounts for every single ounce of drink that I would have to fire one person and probably hire somebody to do that for me. I don't have time. I work downstairs myself. I work probably an 80-hour week myself. I don't have time to do this, and it's just. Yeah, and we have to prepay it before it goes on the shelf. So I don't have time for that. I don't have the money to do that. I don't have money in the bank to be able to take care of that, you know. The big stores maybe, corporate stores might, but my little tiny store doesn't.
What monetary burden do you expect will be passed on to customers? Like how much, for example, for like a 12-pack of soda can.
Well, I really don't know that exact figure, but I can tell you that I pay $11.69 for a case of Coke right now. That's a 24-count case. It costs me $10.50 to ship that case in right now. And if I sell my case of soda pop for $26, I'm only making $3.81 on that case of soda pop. So if I have to put a tax on that, I really don't know what that cost is. I don't have that figure because the city should provide it, 1%. So they might say 1%. At one time they said 2%. So, you know, I don't know for sure, but I just know that.
So who do you think this tax will hurt the most?
I think it's going to hurt the consumer the most. Like I said already, people of this region, most people are I don't like to use the word poor, but they don't have a lot of money, and it's going to hurt them most because they already can't afford to buy their groceries the way they need to. They have to, you know, most of my people right now have to travel here by snow machine or four-wheeler, which it's going to get here real soon where they can't even get here until the river breaks up, and they don't have groceries available in their own villages, a lot of them, and we can't even ship out freight right now or bushmail because the airlines aren't accepting freight from anybody, and it's going to hurt them mostly. That's who it's going to hurt is the customers.
And just a final question, what would you say to the counterpoint that not implementing this tax will contribute to deteriorating the health of our community members?
Well, you know, sugar, I just don't understand how they can say sugar is detrimental like they say they do without being hypocrites. They say that because they want to do the sugar tax so that they can fund money to build this phase two. When, on the other hand, when it's time to do fundraisers, they do cookie exchange, and cookies are made from sugar, so that's how I feel about that whole part of that issue.
And do you have anything else that you'd like to add that you think is important to bring into the conversation?
Well, I don't think so. I think I pretty... Yes, I do, actually. I want to say that this reminds me of when the people from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania came here to change the people's way of living. And that's what these people are on this committee are trying to do right now. They're trying to change the people's way of living when they don't have proper drinking water to drink. And that is one reason why people drink soda, is because they didn't have good water at one time. You can buy water now for $40 a case. It's $3 to $36 a case at my store, but that's still a very expensive case of water. And if there was good water, maybe people wouldn't be buying the Tang or Kool-Aid to put in their water so that they could drink the river water or buy the Pepsi or the sodas so that they have something to drink. So that's what I have to say about it. So.
Okay, and I don't know the background of the people coming from Pennsylvania. If it's a complicated story, you don't have to get into it, and I can do my own research, but...
It's in that book, Over the 100 Year of Bethel, I think it was called. The Book of Bethel, 100 Years. But I read the book. I never read, but I read that book, and that's what happened.
Huh. I will have to look into that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Christy. I really appreciate it.
Okay. It's called Bethel's First 100 Years.
I think my landlord has a copy of that.
Okay.
I'll have to check it out.
Well, you have a real good day, and
you
thank
too.
You for calling me.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And that was Christy Inman speaking against the proposed sugar-sweetened beverage tax.
Community members interested in participating in the excise tax public hearing can sign up under People to be Heard at tonight's City Council meeting. More information is available on the City of Bethel's website. Thank you for joining us here at Coffee at KYUK. That leaves me just one thing left to say, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.